Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. I am Dave Whitechalk. I am the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today we have a topic that I think is very, very relevant in today's market. There's so many people out there right now that think they can list their house for sale by owner. And the truth is, you could do it. You definitely could. But remember, just because you could do something doesn't mean that you should do it. It almost always benefits you to hire a realtor. I mean, at the end of the day, real estate is the service industry, right? And with the service industry means that a lot of the things that you're paying for, you could do yourself. You can cut your own hair. Doesn't make it a good idea. I remember as a young kid, my mom, she gave my sister a perm. It was the 80s. That was like a thing that was going on back then. And I love my mom very much. But let's just say it didn't turn out exactly the way my sister hoped that it would. So again, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. And I'm telling you right now, I know what for sale by owners think. They think, I could save money by not paying a commission. I can negotiate my own deal. Or, you know, how complicated is it really to market a home? And the truth of the matter is, it's pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult to maximize every dollar that you can get. And if you don't do something every day, how can you possibly be that good at it? So why hire a realtor? Well, first things first, many for sale by owners end up selling for far less money than if they were listed by a realtor. Working directly with buyers is far more difficult than people think. And you know, when it comes to marketing a home, it's really challenging in today's market because there's so many different ways to market. And understanding what works and what doesn't, unless you're in the industry daily, it can be challenging. So the number one reason why you hire a realtor, I think, is expertise and experience in the market. Realtors understand the current market. And accurate pricing, we've talked about this, but accurate pricing is so important when selling a home. One, accurate pricing drives as many buyers to your home as possible. And number two, it can make sure you're not leaving money on the table. I remember a few years ago, as post-pandemic, houses in northeastern Pennsylvania really started to have a rapid rise in prices. And a friend of mine wanted me to sell his parents' home. So he called me and he had me come out and take a look at the house. And his father was a typical blue collar dad. Like, picture the blue collar dad, that's him. And he walked me through the home. He showed me everything from the basement to the attic. And he said, come on, sit down on the couch. I sat down next to him and he said, what would you list my house for? And I said, I feel real confident that we could sell your house pretty quickly. And my recommendation list price would be $159,900. And it was quiet for a few seconds. He looked me right in the eye and he said, get out of my house. And I didn't know what to do. I said, well, you know, wait, do you want to list it for more money? Like, I'm confused here. He looked at me, he goes, there is absolutely positively no way anyone's going to pay more than $100,000 for this house. And I just told him to list it for essentially $160,000. My friend thankfully intervened, talked to his dad, assured him that I knew what I was doing. We went ahead with that list price of $159,900. And within a week, we were under contract. We closed 5 weeks later for $165,000. So sometimes when we talk about accurate pricing, we think don't list your house too high. But believe it or not, a lot of for sale by owners, if they're not in tune with the real estate market, they can list their house too low. I mean, this is a situation where he was prepared to sell his house for $100,000. And instead, 6 weeks later, we sold it for $165,000. You don't want to make a mistake like that in today's market. Everything costs more. So if you have an asset, you really want to maximize what you can get for it. They also know the best practices for marketing a home, right? There's so much more to sales than simply putting a house on the MLS. And they've been through the sales process. I mean, top realtors, hundreds of times, some of the ones that are more experienced, thousands of times. It's just like anything else. The more you do something, the better you get at it. So there's so many reasons why a realtor's expertise and experience can help you maximize your dollar. And you're just not going to get that if you try to sell it by yourself. Now, another thing is too, when you list your home with a realtor, as opposed to doing it by yourself, you get far, far greater exposure and more direct marketing. I can't tell you how many times I would drive by for sale by owners, driving through a neighborhood where, you know, I'm dropping off one of my kids at their friend's houses, and I would see a sign in the yard. It says for sale by owner, but the house is on a cul-de-sac, and the only people that would drive by the house would be the Amazon driver, the mailman, and the garbage man. So unless one of those three people were interested in purchasing that house, that for sale by owner sign wasn't doing them any good. When you list with the realtor, not only can they get it out on the MLS, they're expert marketers. They should be someone who's bringing in a professional photographer. They should be someone who would be able to do a virtual tour, someone who would do a podcast episode dedicated to getting your house sold. These are all the things that realtors are going to do for you. The other thing you want to consider too, many realtors like myself right now have a vast network of buyers that are ready to purchase a home, that are pre-approved to purchase a home, and they just haven't found the house that they're looking for on the market right now. I just think of some of the areas that I work in where I could think of five buyers at a particular price point and a particular style that just isn't on the market. When you work with a realtor, they might already have a buyer in mind, or someone within their office, or someone on the MLS from another company probably already has some buyers that are ready, pre-approved buyers. That's the key, right? We should talk about that as well. You don't want to have people walking through your home unless they have the ability to purchase it. The only way you could do that is to make sure that they have a proof of fund statement showing that they have enough money if they want to buy it cash, or if they have a great pre-approval from a local lender that you know and trust. So not only do realtors have the expertise, they have networks in place where they may already have buyers looking for exactly what it is you're trying to sell. And don't forget negotiation skills. I can't tell you how many times people think they could sell their house for sale by owner, whereas they worked with a realtor, someone who was speaking and negotiating on their behalf, they could have gotten far more money. And the reason I say that is because when you negotiate, they could be complex, and you got to watch what you give and when you give it, right? I always wonder when I see people and they list their house and it says motivated seller. And I just think to myself, like, why not just put a sign up that says desperate seller? Kind of means the same thing, right? For a skilled realtor like myself, when I see that, I know I have an opportunity there. If you're going to be working with a realtor, they're going to prevent you from maybe giving away too much information. Now, look, obviously, we have to disclose what we know about our house, and we're not recommending that you conceal information. But, you know, you don't want to say, hey, look, the reason I'm looking to sell this house is because I hate my neighbor. Well, you know, might not be in your best interest, right? You might want to keep that to yourself. If you know, you don't want to give away your motivations. So a realtor with their negotiation skills should be able to help you navigate that process a little bit easier. And one of the other things too, honestly, maybe the most important thing, don't underestimate how important it is to have the right amount of time to schedule showings, to get people through your house, and don't underestimate the convenience of working with a realtor. Many times I've had buyer clients and they've wanted to see a for sale by owner, and I would call the owner and I would say, hey, I've got a person in town. They want to see your house Thursday morning. And they would say, well, you know, I work during the day and I coach Little League. So the only time you could see the house is Tuesday between 5 and 7 and Saturday mornings. That's when I'm available. Well, you know, a lot of times buyers, if that doesn't fit their schedule, it's real easy for them to sometimes just cross your house off the list. If you list your house for sale, it's for sale all the time. And I talk about this with my sellers, and sometimes it's not convenient, but I tell them, sometimes I might call you and say, hey, someone wants to take a look at your house. And you might say, great, when do they want to look at it? And I'd say, peel back the curtains. They're in the driveway. You know, because sometimes people are driving through a neighborhood. They see a for sale sign. It's a neighborhood that they want to live in. It's a house style that they like. And they just want to get into that house and see it ASAP. It's not always the most convenient thing to sell your house, but you have to make your house readily available when the buyers are wanting to see it. The fewer eyes that get to your house, the fewer chances you have at getting offers. The fewer offers you have, the less money you end up with. So if you're thinking about listing your house for sale by owner, you really want to take these things into account. Working with a skilled realtor is invaluable to getting you top dollar, not only top dollar, but getting your house sold quickly, making the process as efficient as possible, and ensuring that you feel great about the outcome. So don't do it on your own. Hire a realtor, hire a great realtor, and you'll be pleased with the outcome. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.